This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the fruit and breadbasket of the solar system, to comment on California in the news. Not only the recall going forward of Gavin Newsom, the very popular, to this point, governor of California, but also the news that California, for the first time in the last 10,000 years, has lost a seat in the House of Representatives. Devin, a very good evening to you. The news about California positive. The state is reopening. Disneyland is celebrating. The economy, how do you measure it? We've talked for months about people being cautious, but at the same time restless. Is the economy recovering to keep pace with people feeling vaccinated? Good evening to you, Devin.
Thanks, John. It appears like while the socialists left in California were asleep and arrogant, stoned, drunk, whatever term you want to use, locked up in their house, I think a lot of people have left, John. I think this congressional seat, California going from 53 to 52 seats, if the census was taken today, I think we'd at least lose two, if not three seats. So what's happened is there's so many woke people, or they're afraid, they're so afraid that they don't want to tell their friends they're not woke, so they pretend to be woke. But what's happening is the arrogance of Silicon Valley and the Democrats, where they consistently talk about how they make billionaires faster than anybody else in the world. John, I believe we're beginning to see the collapse of that. So we had a series of our Republican retreats in Florida last week, and I talked to several entrepreneurs and people that were looking to move to Florida from California. These are not people that support me. They never voted for me, probably never would. But quietly, they're saying, look, our people are sick. They don't want to be locked up. They don't want to have the plated plexiglass when they go up to Starbucks. And they just don't want any of that anymore. And I think it's the crazy governing where they're locked inside their house, coupled with the highest tax rates essentially in the country, is why you're seeing the property prices in Florida skyrocket. And in California, you have some parts that are skyrocketing, like the San Joaquin Valley where I live, because it's still reasonably priced. So I'm one of the few areas, if you want to stay in California, you can get a more reasonably priced house. But you're seeing these homes in California that, were originally where the would be in that 10, 15, $20 million range. You're starting to see it's that surpassed in places like Miami, Florida, Palm Beach, et cetera. So there's been an awakening of folks in California. They're leaving for multiple reasons, but the big thing they're going to take, these are the people with the billions. So all Silicon Valley really was in California, they're relying on the big ideas and the corporate offices being there in order to feed the revenue into the state. Already for decades, they've moved whatever it is they're creating to other states where you can do it cheaper. That's why you've seen growth in Nevada and Arizona and Colorado and Austin, Texas, production facilities. Elon Musk is probably one of the ones that's most well known for, he was moved his battery plant originally into Nevada. And that was simply because of cheaper power, cheaper property, easier to find people to work, that sort of thing. So that's what's happening, John. And I, like I said, 53 to 52 seats in total probably would be 51 or 50 today. And if California doesn't change a decade from now, John, now I likely will no longer be in Congress at that point. At least we never know, but you could see an unprecedented number of seats that could be lost, because there are Republicans who are retired are leaving. I have many of my family members retiring, leaving the state of California. A lot of friends. And anybody who wants to start a small business, unless you're in my district and you're in agriculture, you can't move the dirt and the soil, the minerals, the water, and the sun. So you have to stay there. Obviously, you've got the hospitality industry. People like being on the ocean. But in terms of entrepreneurs and now leaving woke entrepreneurs, people that I would put in that have allowed this garbage to happen over the last decade in Silicon Valley, it's really manifest itself. So what happens with Newsom? We don't know. There are going to be two questions. Yes or no. Do you want to recall him? If it's yes, he's out. And then there'll be 200 people on the ballot. And I've been saying this now for many months on your show. We have to watch to see, does a prominent Democrat get in the race?
Yes.
And we just don't know that yet.
Farming. You mentioned your district, the farm district. There's a drought, and the drought is growing, I think, throughout the state. Are you prepared for it this time? Remember the last time the ground level was shrinking because there was so much water lost.
Yeah, so that's going to continue. So remember, this is a man-made drought. You have wet years in California and dry years in California, and this is a dry year. It's not unusual. The socialist left, all the woke people, they love to run around and blame global warming and climate change when we know from, you know, in my area, in my home county, we have the big giant trees, John, that live, the sequoia trees and redwood trees that live for hundreds of years, in some cases thousands of years. Over time, scientists have been able to go in and when you study the rings on these trees, they knew when they developed the water system after the turn of the last century, they knew that whatever water system they built in California would have to last for 5 years because it was common to have 2, 3, 4, and even 5 years of dry weather. Well, what happened was is 2, 3 years ago, John, we had some of the wettest years we ever had. Had we moved that water around and captured that water and stored that water in the systems, John, that have been built over the last 120 years, this is not, you don't need the Biden phony infrastructure plan. The infrastructure exists, but we didn't use it. So that's the challenge now. We're in a dry year. Everybody will run around. The woke people run around with their head cut off. But the reality is the people who understand infrastructure, understand water, understand agriculture know this is simply just a man-made crisis that unfortunately we continue to have to deal with in California. Just another one of the things, ignoring science, ignoring practicality. The same thing can be said for we're going to be turning off our last nuclear power plant on the Central Coast, the last one in California. They're going to be shut off here in 3, 4, 5 years. So where's the power going to come from?
I don't have the answer, Devin, so we'll go on to just a note here. You mentioned infrastructure. I've lost count of how many trillions the Biden administration is proposing and how little of that trillions and trillions and trillions is going to be devoted to bridges and tunnels. Your measure, having noted that the president made his appeal to the Congress, we have about a minute. Your measure, is that infrastructure bill in good shape to pass through both the House and the Senate, or are there troubles? We have about a minute.
Well, yeah, simply, John, it's infrastructure in name only. It's not infrastructure. It's essentially another wish list. Can they disguise it, cloak it? They have all this polling that shows who doesn't support infrastructure. Of course you don't want potholes in roads and you don't want bridges falling down. So it's easy. People drive around and they want infrastructure. So the socialists love to package an infrastructure. What they're really trying to do is more of their socialist engineering, try to raise taxes to new levels, try to squeeze through under the name of infrastructure any of the socialist policies that they can. I think at this point, knock on wood, it's dead on arrival. You continue to see Democrats retire. Just last weekend, saw the former head of the DCCC went up in smoke. She retired. So there's something in the water, John.
Devin Nunes, 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. I'm John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World.